Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my fourth story in my series, Jesus, Our Hope. In our last story, Jesus dropped a heavy burden on his disciples by announcing that one of them is a traitor. It is Passover time in Jerusalem, and Jesus is about to create the first communion meal, a celebration that is still remembered in our churches today. Jesus had just dropped a bombshell announcement at the Passover celebration. He announced that one of his closest men at the table will betray him. But of course, everyone denied these accusations, which Jesus responded in this fashion. It is one of you 12 who dips with me in the bowl. For Scripture teaches that the Son of Man is to go just as it was written of him. But woe to the man whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It'll be better if this man had not been born. Jesus then took some bread, blessed it, and broke it, giving it peace to each of his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." In the same manner, he gave thanks for a cup of wine, which he shared with them, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will never drink the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink in the new kingdom of God." He also demonstrated his love for them by washing the dust off their feet. At the end of the meal, he told them to remember him by repeating this celebration of the new covenant that is paved with his blood and the sacrifice of his life for them. Judas, it seems, was no longer with them. He'd slipped out after dipping his bread in Jesus' cup. The celebration of communion is so important to the Christian life because we need to be continually reminded of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Our hope is all wrapped around the new covenant that Jesus is talking about. Next, they sing, and more about future events. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.